Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey and stating national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely? Likely
yes.
Will vote? Well, definitely
yes.
Will vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I am going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each name. I would like it for you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, favorable.
And do you have very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump? Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion about that person?
Neutral.
Thank you. And how about Chris Chafee?
I don't know him.
You don't recognize that name? And how about Robin Ficker?
I've heard of him, but I don't have an opinion.
Would you lean more into neutral then, in that case?
Neutral.
Thank you so much. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan,
thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Undecided.
Okay, would you be leaning more to somewhat oppose or somewhat support?
I'm not sure.
Okay, and do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Oh, God. Somewhat.
Somewhat support, thank you. And now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first energy independence for this country is very
important.
Somewhat
very
important. Okay, thank you. Now, how about job creation and economic development?
Important.
Somewhat or very important?
Very.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt?
Very important.
How about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Neutral.
Okay, would you say not too important or not at all important in this case?
Neutral.
I don't have that option available in this category, ma'am. Yeah. It should be not at all important or not too important or even no answer for this one.
No answer.
Okay. How about securing and protecting our southern border?
Definitely important.
Very important, right? Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Or does it make
more.
No difference to you? Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Sorry. Does this make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Or
more.
Does it make no difference? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Or does it make no difference to you?
More.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Thank you. As Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open, does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. We're at 78% complete, almost done. I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate Republican.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
Older.
Okay, 60 or older, right? Thank you very much. And also, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for participating and for your time.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome.